Come on, put it right here.
It's good.
Yeah, put it right. Okay. Okay. All right. Welcome, everybody. Okay. I want to just go over a few things before we start here. First of all, I'm sure you've been. People have told you the last few days. You know, it's important to throughout your years in YU develop a relationship with a Rebbe, so it could be, you know, not just during the times of YU, but you know, lasting for life. And you know, the Iker is we want to develop in learning and develop in davening. And but if I can be of any help in any other areas, you should feel free to always ask me. And we can always meet. I generally like to meet, if guys want to meet with me, in the afternoon after 3, because I like to devote the morning and the, you know, till 3 to learning. If it's an emergency, I guess we could meet in lunch. But generally, I'm here, Blian Hara, because I help Rebbe Schechter and Nicole in the afternoon from 3 to 6:30. So usually guys have windows of times. You can meet with me in my office in those times. We can make up before. And I'm going to give you my cell phone, and feel free to call me if I can be of any help about anything that comes up. My cell phone is 973-769-2718. Okay, 973-769-2718. That's the first thing. And like I said, you know, anything I'd be of help with, I could try in Bezus Hashem with Siyata Dishmaya. But you should feel free to talk with me, not just about any item of learning, but anything I'd be of help with. Seder starts at 9, and I really stress, here Natan, you take one of these seats here, I really stress, especially in the beginning of the year, especially if there's no college after Rosh Hashanah, I really want to emphasize, guys should really, really try their best they can to get into the learning as much as possible. There shouldn't be too much secular studies in the beginning. You know, you don't have college at all after Rosh Hashanah. So, really try to engross oneself to the best you can, to the best of your ability. That means Seder at 9, and we end Seder at 12 on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, you really shouldn't try to leave Seder early. I'm not a policeman about it. I don't act like a policeman about it. But I'm just telling you from day one, this is what I want you to do, okay? And there's always enough Mar Makomos to finish. And if you finish, I'll tell you what to do. So that should never be a concern. Tuesdays we have early shir for the guys at Tanakh. So that means we have shir from 9 to 11, and we have shir from 11 to 12:15. Okay? That's on Tuesdays. We have early shir. So Seder's short on Tuesdays, so namely tomorrow. And then Thursday we usually do Chumash at the end of shir. That doesn't impact the schedule. Thursday usually we do last 15-20 minutes. 10-15 minutes of shir, we do something on the Parsha. Sunday is very, very important. I can't stress that enough. We take attendance. Matthew, I'm going to introduce as a shir assistant. He's a wonderful fellow. He'll be taking attendance. He's a very, very good fellow. And, you know, he wants you to get you to learn as much as I do. So he has to take attendance. So Sunday is just as important. And I say Sunday in Chutz La'aretz is just as important, and it's, you get more schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from me also if you're here on Sundays. Because Valach Nebedroch, especially, you know, during football season, when football season starts, there's no excuse why you can't learn to one. Whatever you want to do, if you want to, I'm not advocating sitting and watching the ball games for 4 hours, but even if a guy needs to do that to relax, don't start till one. So that's as it gets later in the year. But I really can't stress that enough. If it means to come back from Shabbos, wherever you are, Sunday is something kofelo yavri, you shouldn't miss. Okay, just as important as any of the other days. Okay, so that's and after shir, Matthew will give you his phone number, and I guess you'll do a WhatsApp group. I don't not so I don't really do, I don't do any email. People send me emails, but I don't send out emails. So you can call me all the time on the phone. Now, I wanted to, on that Nikud about technology, you know, if you want to take notes with your computer, that's fine. I'm not, you know, a big fan of it, but I ask whoever's doing that the second you feel that you are, it's become a distraction, and again, I'm not going to police that, Just get rid of it and use a notebook, okay? I ask you that. You know, it's like it's an honor system on that, okay? So if you feel it's gonna distract you, just get rid of it, close it up, and take a notebook, and don't be embarrassed. Fuck here, in the middle of the year, if you're getting distracted, just close it up, okay?
Ready? Is
Shear's going to be... Tuesday. Shear's here.
Tuesday's usually Glock.
At the end of the year, we didn't switch it?
No, we did Glock.
Oh, it's in Glock. Okay. It's in Glock 518. No, 518. So Tuesday's 518. 518 is Glock. Yeah, I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. Also, what I want everyone to have, 5:18 Glock tomorrow at 11. We have Seder here, then we go over to Glock. So, you know, 10 to 11, 5 to 11. Now, I stress I would like everyone to be here on time. We start on time, and we end on time. And we daven mincha here. And I want to emphasize, I really would like guys to daven mincha here. Rabbi Penner, the dean, spoke about the importance of tefillah. And I cannot tell you that the advantage of learning, davening where you're learning, and God forbid, when the days get short in the winter, if you don't, God forbid, you can forget mincha. And that you don't ever want to do, okay? But it's a good, you get in the kviyas, you daven here, after you learn, you know, we end 2:30, we finish about 2:45. So, you know, then you have a few minutes to get some, whatever you want to get something to eat or drink before your secular classes. But I want to stress that as well. Now, everyone should have a Gemara. If you don't have a Gemara, make sure you have one for tomorrow at least, okay? If you don't have one, I can always lend you one. You should have a Kovetz Mefarshim. If everyone could try to purchase that, I have a little bit of a fancier one. You don't have to get that one. But I want you to have a Kovetz Mefarshim, okay? All right? And if you have a Rambam, if you want to get a two-volume Rambam, you guys always should have a Rambam in your lives. So everyone should try to have a Rambam. And, you know, that's all. That's the bare minimum you got to have. You got to have a Gemara, a Rambam, and the Kovetz Mefarshim. Okay? Okay. I would like you to have that. I have it in my office. I have it in my office here. I'll bring it in. We know. Okay? Everyone got that? Okay? All right. If you have questions in Seder, you know, I give out the Mar Makomos 9 o'clock. You always can come ask me. Leanne Harav, Ezer Shem, I'll be there. You can ask me, you can ask Matthew if we're borrowing Svarim. And when I say Gemara, I want everyone to have a big one, because it's not good for your eyes to have these small ones. It's not good for you, okay? So everyone should try to get a Gemara tonight. And if you don't, let me know, I can bring a few Gemaras from home, okay? All right, very good. I think that's about everything. And like I said, if you have any questions, you let me know. Okay, let's get started. We got a lot to do. Okay, we begin Mesechus Baba Kama, okay? We know that there are 63 Mesechus in Shas. And six seders, six story. And Nezikin is one of the Sidrei Mishnah. Baba Kama is the first Masechta. Baba Kama is the first Masechta in Seder Nezikin. And the Gemara comments in Masechta Shabbos, where do we know this mucker of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah? So I think the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Aleph, it darshens a pasuk. And it darshens from the word Yeshuos, Seder Nezikin. If the word Yeshuos means Seder Nezikin. And that's what the Gemara writes in Masechah Shabbos when it darshens the six Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So I once was at the Kotel once when I was about your guy's age, and I asked one of the tzaddikim who sits there all day and learns, I said, why is Seder Nezikin known as Yeshuos? Okay, the Gemara says in Shabbos on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, by Emunis Yitecha Chosin Yeshua Chom Chom Nas, Reish Lakish said, he says, Yeshuos Seder Nezikin. What does Yeshuos mean? Salvation. So he told me, Pashup Shat, Adam Shehuzak, a person that gets damaged, Sarich Yeshua. He needs a salvation. And that's what we assume, that Yeshuos means Seder Nezikin. So I want to make sure that you guys know that. It's very important, okay? And that's the drasha in Baba Kama, is the first. And Baba Kama, we know, deals with Hilchos Nezikin. It deals with Nezikin. Now, basically, you could divide up Nezikin in one of three categories, which I want you to know. Number one is when a guy hits another guy. That's called Chovo Bechaveiro. A second category, Roland Saw actually the ones pointed out to us, is Adam Amazik. When a guy takes a baseball bat and starts destroying someone's car. That's Adam Amazik. It's Mazik, someone else's property. And then there's a third category called Mamon Amazik, where my property damages either a man or his property. So basically, when you talk about damages in halacha, I always want you to think in those terms, in those three categories. Chova b'chavero, man against man. Man punches a man, God forbid. Adam amazik, a man damages someone else's property. And number three is mamon amazik, your property damages what? Your property damages other people or other people's property. So those are the three categories that I want you to know when we talk about nezikin. And it's very interesting that the Mishnah begins, and the Mishnah says, Arba avos nezikin, shor va'bor va'mava va'hever, that it's shor, bor, mava, and hever, lo hare ashor kare amava, v'lo hare amava kare ashor. Shor is not like mava, mava is not like shor, v'lo zev ezesh yesh ben ruachayim. These both have neshamas. Ashor lamaisa is an animal. A mav is either adam, according to Rav, it's adam, or it's shein, according to Shmuel, which is eating. And they both have neshamas. Are not like what? Are not like esh. Below zev esh esh ben ruachayim, kari esh shein ben ruachayim. Below zev esh adark and lelech lahazi, kari bor. Those three things, shor, mav, and esh, travel the damage, not like bor, which is inanimate object that does not move. Esh travels with the assistance of wind. Shekel, it's not kari bor, shein adark and lelech lahazi. Hasara shebehen, the common denominator of all these, avos nezikin, shebehen, shedark, and lahazik, the derech is the damage, ushmirasan alecha, you have a responsibility to watch it, ukshehizik, and when you damage, chava mazik lashalim tashlumin nezik v'metav aretz, and when you damage, you must pay, if you're going to pay in real estate, you have to pay the best of the land, okay? So I want to begin with today what we did in Seder, which I wanted you to see, is this phrase of Shmirasan Alecha. That phrase in the Mishnah that says Shmirasan Alecha. You have a responsibility as being a Ben Torah, as being a Yid, to make sure, Lamaisa, that there's a concept of what? That there's a concept of you being responsible and making sure that damages don't occur. And we won't get into that today, about the nature of that chiyuv, but what I want to focus on is the sarashava shemen, shedarkin lahazik shmirasan alecha. What is this notion of shmirasan alecha? So, basically what we're going to present now is that there is an isser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asers us, damaging other people and other people's property. And usser for our property to damage other people and their property. And Lamaisa, the tour which I gave you, the Tur writes, Mefarish in Choshen Mishpat, the Tur writes in Simen Shin Pei Tes, he begins, in Shin Pei Tes, Hilchos Niske Mamon, Keshem Sh'asu La'adam Sh'yazik Es Chaveiro. Just like it's also for a man to damage his friend, you can't punch him, that's called what? Chovel V'chaveiro. V'im Hizik Chayv L'shalim, and if you damage your friend and punch him, you're Chayv to pay, Kach Sarach L'shmor Mimono Sh'lo Yazik. You have to guard your property that doesn't damage me. Hizik chayiv l'shalim. Lo shna yesh bo ruach chayim. Doesn't make a difference whether it has in the neshama. Lo shna ein bo ruach chayim. It doesn't make a difference. Plain and simple. Yesh bo ruach chayim behema chayiv ov. Ein bo ruach chayim could go and bore. The eish. The tolosen bavach shlo yeh ben das. So the tour begins Simen Shin Pei Tes and writes that it's usher. Just like it's usher to punch your friend, he says if you damage, you're chayiv to pay. So it seems from the tour, the way he says it, is that halacha lamaisa, that there seems to be an isser. And where does he say it explicitly? With the other sin that I gave you, Shin Ayin Ches. In Shin Ayin Ches, the tour writes explicitly, Kishem Sha'asa Lignov. Do you know what Kinev is? Where you do it covertly. Veligzol, which when you do it overtly. Mamon Chaver Kach Asul Lahazik Mamon Shalom. He writes it black and white. Asur. Lahazik mamun shalom. Afilu sheno neme. So the tour writes befeirish the word asr. We were medayiket from the first tour. He says, Keshem sasr, it's asr to punch your friend. And if you damage, you rechayv the pay. So too, you have to watch your property that doesn't damage. If it damages, you rechayv the pay. He didn't write the word asr, though, in Shin Pei Tes. But in Shin Ayin Ches, he writes black on white that it is asr. Okay? So we see that this phrase of shmirasan alecha, this obligation, Lamaisa, is very, very powerful. That it creates an isser. And the Rambam writes explicitly in Hilchos Niske Mamon, I'm not sure if I gave it to you. I didn't give it to you in the Mar Makomos. I'm sorry. You'll look it up tomorrow. Perik Hey Halach Aleph and Uchas Niske Mamel. The Rambam writes, Aser LaAdam LaHazik LaShalim Ashehizik Afil Ligrom Hanezik Aser. The Rambam writes, it's Aser to damage and to pay Lamaisa what you've damaged. Afil Ligrom Hanezik Aser. Even to cause a damage is Aser. So even if we wanted to have, and it could very well be, according to the Rambam, that you might have had in mind, you know what, I'll damage this. I have a story with a good friend of mine who is a very good racquetball player, and he once played, happened to be a non-Jewish fellow, racquetball one time during lunch, and he beat him. And it happened to be my friend had both rackets. So the guy who lost got so incensed, he took the racket of my friend and destroyed it. He said, don't worry, I'll pay you a new one. Is that correct? Well, based on what we just learned? It's usher. The Rambam writes, even if you have in mind the damage and pay the guy back, it's usher. So we see very clearly from the very beginning, the Tur and the Rambam clearly write that there is an isser to damage. And I'm going to prove it to you even from Shas. There is a Mishnah later on in Bava Kamma and Armasechta. And I want you to look up everything. It's good. Chazar in the morning, in the beginning of Seder, Kichazar, everything. Kichazar, Lamaisa. On the Testament days, the Mishnah says, very important to Chazar, the middle of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah on the Yom, Nun Testament days, Shilach Biyad Pikeach, HaPikeach Chayiv. Let's say I send a fire, I send a coal with a person that's healthy and normal and sane, and he goes out and burns down a building. Who's Chayiv to pay? Me? That I gave him the coal, or the guy that actually set the building on fire? The guy who set the building on fire. Excellent, Matthew. Why? Because the Gemara has a concept in Kiddushin. Let's get every marker down. On Membeis Membeis. Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira. I sent them to do arson on that building. Am I Chayiv? No. Because he's the one who did it. Gemara has the following phrase. Divri Harav. Divri Atam and Bishomet. Who do you listen to? Do you listen to Hashem or do you listen to me? It's a rhetorical statement. Divri Arav, Divri Atam and Bishomet? Of course you listen to Hashem. So who's responsible? The guy who burned down the building. Plain and simple. Because there's a phrase, Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira. You can't have Shlichus by the Aveira. You don't send the Aveira back to me, who is the sender. You keep the Aveira by the guy who burnt down the building. That is the principle of Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira. Okay? What does the Gemara say? One sec, Yair. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara calls it a what? An Aveira. Is it Mutter to do an Aveira, guys, or is it Usser to do an Aveira? It's Usser. So we just proved from Shas that what? That it's Usser to be Mazik someone. You follow me? It's Usser to be Mazik someone's property. Or have my property hurt someone else's property. We started off with the Tur and the Rambam that say Usser. Yes? We point out the Gemara that says, Mishnah Baba Kamma says, that the Pikeach is Chayiv. I'll burn the building down. And the Gemara Kedushin says, Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira. But the Gemara calls it an Aveira. That's Rashi that I gave you on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. What does Rashi say on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph? Dibur Maskel Nuffel. What did Rashi say? That I sent the guy to build a pit in the middle of Amsterdam Avenue. In the middle of Manhattan. What's the din? Rashi said in Baba Kamma Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. He says at the end of the Rashi, the guy who built it is responsible. But I sent it to him. David, what phrase? Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira, Rashi says. The Asul Akalka Rishus Arabin. How dare you have the right to ruin beautiful street Manhattan? It's Usser. Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira. And Rashi echoes that Gemara Kedushin. Moreover, there is a Gemara Baba Basra on Chav Gimel Amud Beis that states, Grama bin Ezekin is putter. What is Grama bin Ezekin? If I indirectly damage someone, the Gemara says, I'm putter. If I indirectly damage someone. And there are different definitions for that. Maybe the damage happens much later, after I did my action. Maybe the definition is not 100% clear with my action would cause a damage. But Jordan Grama bin Ezekin is putter from what? From payment. But what does the Gemara say in Baba Basra, black on white? Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Usser It says usher. Grumim and Ezekiel, usher. Meaning you're putter from payment, but it's usher. That means you've done an Aveira. You've done an Aveira when you engage in damages. When you indirectly damage someone's property, or my property damaged someone. There's something that was done that was wrong. There was an issue that was done. It is usher. The Gemara writes black on white. Grumim and Ezekiel is usher. Based on this, the Rav's grandfather was Reb Chaim. So who was Reb Chaim? One of Reb Chaim's greatest Talmidim was Rav Baruch Ber. So he wrote the Sefer Birka Shmuel. Right? Birka Shmuel we had this morning. So he points out that the Gemara says, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph and Bava Kama, in our Masechta, that there's a concept called kofar. What is kofar? If, God forbid, my shor killed a human being, I have to pay a payment to the family called kofar. And the Gemara has a line in Bava Kama Daf Mem that it's kufra kapara. That payment that we would make to the family creates an atonement for us. Now, guys, when do you need an atonement? When you've done something what? Wrong. When you've done an Aveira. So the fact there's a concept called kofar, kufra kapara, is a raya brura that it is usher. That's what Reb Chaim is quoting in Siman Beis, the Birka Shmuel. Okay? And therefore, halacha lemaisa, we could say that since what there's a payment, there's an isser. And therefore, the isser that the shor killed someone, you need an atonement from that. So that could be a raya that I have to make sure that my shor doesn't kill anyone. And if I don't make sure, I'm over an isser. Okay? Okay, you could tell me, you could say, oh, maybe Rebbe, that only tells me about if he kills. If I don't know if it damages, okay, but you know what we're saying in the general terms, you see, if you put all these things together, we're dealing with a problem, with something that is usser al pi din. And the question that we have to present right now, before we get to the actual suggestions of what the marker is this Isser D'Oraisa, or is it D'Rabbanan? We saw the word that it's Usser. We saw the word that was an Aveira. But Natan, is it D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? So the Kiryat Sefer is of the opinion, according to Reb Chaim, for sure it's D'Oraisa. Why do I say it's D'Oraisa? Because Kofar is a what? A D'Oraisa payment. So according to Reb Chaim, it's certainly D'Oraisa. But I have to tell you, we're gonna see. The Kiryat Sefer claims, Birka Shmuel quotes his Rabbi Reb Chaim. Remember, he quotes him like he's the Gadol, that he is the Gadol Ador. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, did you see how he quotes him? Sus Yagon Yavo Aleinu, Dr. Dreisiger was Masbid abbreviation. Right? Yeah, Yisrael, right? Says he's the Gadol Ador. The way he quotes Reb Chaim is this concept, okay? So the pashtus is D'Oraisa, and I'm going to prove it to you that it's D'Oraisa from Rashi. I gave you a Rashi in Gittin. What does Rashi say in the Seches Gittin? On Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis.
Is the Kiryat Sefer of it?
Well, no, this is before we get to the Kiryat Sefer. I'm proving to you that Rashi holds it D'Oraisa. Reb Chaim is D'Oraisa. Rashi is going to be D'Oraisa. What is the concept of On Nun Gimel Amud Beis? Mitame umedame. What does mitame umedame mean? There's a guy who has a bunch of fruits, and what happens? I throw a dead rat on the fruits. I'm mitame the fruits. Or let's say I have what? I have chulin. A bunch of oranges that are chulin. I throw some truma oranges in there. What have I effectively have done? I've damaged that guy's property. But what kind of damage is that called? That's called hezek she'eno nikar. It's not recognizable. It's a halachic damage. You can't see the tumah. You can't see the trum and the chulin. So that's hezek she'enu nikar. What does Rashi say in Gimel Beis and Gittin? Mitamu medame? Isura derabanan hu. Kevin delo shmei hezek. Because hezek she'enu nikar is not hezek. Ein kan isura deraisa. V'divrei sofrim srichim chizuk. Hilkach kanis af beshoge. Therefore, we're fine a guy even if he did it inadvertently. Aval bishul b'Shabbos, if you cook someone's food on Shabbos, isur d'Oraisa, v'lo shchiach, it's not common, d'avre alea hilkach lo kanis. And therefore, it was not common to translate, therefore you don't get a penalty. What's the implication from Rashi, though? But if it's a normal damage, what is it? It's the Arisa. Excellent, guys. If it's a normal damage, it's the Arisa. So the Pashtus is we're dealing with, guys, an Issa the Arisa. No doubt. That's the Pashtus. We're dealing with an Issa the Arisa, the real deal. Okay? And this is the Rabbanan also is a real deal. But and I'm trying to highlight it in a very strong way. That's what Hezek Sheinu Nikar is. But if it would be real Hezek, Rashi implies that it is the Arisa. Okay. However, we're going to get to all the questions. The Kiryat Sefer, who was the Mabit, who has a Perish on the Rambam, he claims no. He claims very strongly that Lamaisa, that damaging someone's property is only Midrabanan, or your property damaging. That's the Kiryat Sefer's din. Yeah, Chol B'Chavir is a Pasuk in Chumash.
Everyone
agrees that. Pen Yosef. However, when you damage someone's property, or you damage his, or your property damages his property, Kiryat Sefer says it's the Rabbanan. It's a very big Kiddush.
What's the reason behind it?
Oh, so what does he say? So the Mishnah Lamelech, on the bottom of the Rambam, the Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, quotes the Maharit that has a suffix. What's the suffix of the Maharit? Whether we say Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira by an Aveira that's Derabanan. Remember we talked about Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira? If I ask a guy to turn a light on Shabbos for me, who gets the Aveira? He does. That's an Aveira D'Oraisa. A light, if it's not fluorescent, is D'Oraisa. What's I ask him to do a Derabanan? To touch some muksa for me. Carry some muksa inside a house. Do you say Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira by an Issur D'Rabanan? He's not sure. So you know what he brings a raya from? What does he bring a raya from? The Rashi that we had in Gimel Amud Aleph. What was the end of that Rashi? Asur lekalkel. What did Rashi say? Asur lekalkel reshus harabim. So he assumes the Mishnah Lamelech from the Maharit. Mishnah Lamelech brings a raya himself that making a hole in Amsterdam Avenue is only Nisad Rabbanim. Rashi never wrote that, but that's what he assumed. So he assumes that that's considered to be an Issa Midrabanan, making a hole in the middle of Manhattan and in Amsterdam Avenue.
Even as a raya, Rebbe said there is a concept of shlich.
No, he's bringing a raya that Nezikin is only the Rabbanan.
But wouldn't the proof be that if Rashi said that there's ancient Issa Midrabanan by our case here?
No. Rashi's talking about the Bor case, but he says Asul Lekalkel Rishus Arabim is the Rabbanan. So he brings a raya. This is what the Mishnah Lamelech quotes, that it's Issur D'Rabbanan. So I gave you the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says it's crazy. He says, why is that D'Rabbanan? Rashi never wrote it was D'Rabbanan. Minchas Chinuch says, that's the Raisa. How could you say that that's the D'Rabbanan? The Noti Yehuda says the same thing. In Ibn Ezra Simen Ayin Ches Ostet Zayin. And the Minchas Chinuch, which I gave you. Mitzvah Nun Gimel Osei. And the Kovach Yirman, Baba Basra, Os Ayin Vav, they all say, what are you talking about? Ruining public works is D'Oraisa. Asiyas Abor B'Shram is an Issa D'Oraisa. So what I want to bring out from here is that it's very, very difficult to say that the topic we're dealing with is only an Issa M'D'Rabbanan. We're going to assume, like the Rov, Gedolei Achronim, Rishonim, that we're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? And we proved it from the Gemara that Aveira means it's an Aveira. Usher means that it's Usher. And we're going to go with Rov Shitas that it's an Issur Midrabanan. And where does it flow from our Mishnah? This is all an introduction, guys. Tomorrow we'll be able to start Rashi. Hopefully we'll get to Rashi inside in the Mishnah today in the Taisim. But we have to know this introduction first. Okay? So what do you see with this? You see with this that we're dealing with Shmirasan Alecha. That phrase in the Mishnah means Hashem wants you to watch it. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh. This is all a description of Hashem, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. And therefore, the Isser we have here is, what is the Isser? We want to go with the mouth that's an Isser D'Oraisa. And we prove that it's Isser. From the Tur, to the Rambam, to the Gemara Kedushin, then it's at Aveira, to Rashi, and to what? To Rov Achronu, they want to say it's an Isser D'Oraisa. To Rekufra Kapara, from Reb Chaim. Kofer, the payment. Even that's only killing, but we're expanding that in general to any damaging. Okay, we got everything so far? Everyone got that? Let's take a few kashas I don't know about all because we've got a lot to do. Quickly, Donnie, go ahead. Minchas Kunis question is on the Mishnah Melech's pshat of Rashi.
Is that just a case of Shaliach?
No. He says when you dig a bore, you're doing an Issa D'oraisa. You ask the guy to do it, he gets the Avera, not you. Ain't Shaliach L'Var Avera.
It's on the Zikin, it's not just a question of
Shaliach. Yes, he's expanding it to all Nezikin, correct. Using bore as the example. Yair, go ahead.
Where is the concept of Kanavishnah five arrows
in the institution? Mem Beis. And the svar is right there. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishomer. You don't listen to me, you listen to Hashem. Okay? Yes, Matthew.
So for all these, like I guess all the different Mishomer and Charnim who use Pesukim to say it's a Del Raisa, what would the sides that hold their Abonim, what would they say about this Pesukim?
They'll say it's all Smachtas. They're not real Makoros. They'll argue and say, we didn't get to it yet, but they'll say they're not real Makoros.
So what's the Mishnah Melech saying?
Mishnah Melech is just saying that Rashi held that Nezikin was an Issur Midrabanan. But the Minchas Chinuch says a tiny, he says, Rashi didn't say that. And he says, I'll be Sfara. If I go out there in the middle of Amsterdam and start making a hole, that's an Issur Midrabanan? It's an Issur D'oraisa. Which D'oraisa? We have to see. But that's not an Issur Midrabanan. That's the Minchas Chinuch gets so upset. Rabbi Chanan gets upset. The note of Yehuda. How can the Mishnah Melech say that in Rashi? Rashi just said, Asur Likalkel. It's interesting, both Rashis were what? Nun Gimel, yes? Baba Kama, Nun Gimel Alf, get Nun Gimel Mes. I want you to chazen the curse, you'll know it. You can walk around in the afternoon thinking about it. You're thinking tired, you get scarred, and El, this is a preparation for El, for Yom Adin. Yes, Yuda, real quick.
The boar, in the case of our Mishnah, when I was going through all the different cases, the boar seems to be the least similar to the rest of the cases, right? Because
yes,
the
it's not.
Cases were both of the Met and the Ra'a Chaim.
Okay.
Three of them move, and then only the boar.
But there still are Balvus and Zekin.
But then how can we survive?
It's not a problem. In fact, the Gemara says on Davov with your Nakuda that if you took Bor in any one of the other Avos, you can learn everything from it because it's so unique. So you see, Bor can be one of the fathers. These are the four categories.
No, I'm saying how can the Mishnah Melech expand from?
Because I'm saying to you that Bor is not considered unique. It's used as a model. In fact, you can use Bor with any one of the other ones. You can learn everything out of it. So it's used as a model. If I care, you're asking a good kasha, but Bor is a model. And therefore, it can be used as a marker. Okay. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
Don't we say about Basra that the Babos, the first two are Daraisa and Basra is Daraisa? It's all Daraisa. The first two are Daraisa.
I don't. You're gonna have to show me where you're referring to. You show me tomorrow inside or after Shir. But this is talking about Nezikin, Mamai. It's talking about Nezikin. Baba Kama deals with Nezikin. Baba Metzil deals with partnerships. Baba Basra deals with issues over Achakas Nezikin too. Different Nachlas. Okay. All right. If we assume now that it is the Eraisa, so we have to ask ourselves which is the Isser. What is the Makor of the Isser of being Mazik someone? Okay? So I think we're going to suggest six or seven possibilities. And this is all the Rosh Yeshivas in the world. You go to the most Kitzoni Yeshiva, go to Panovich, anywhere in Eretz Israel. Anytime they're learning Baba Kama, this is the first topic that most Yeshivas discuss. Okay? That means if you know these in Yonim, you can go anywhere. You go to the Mir, you can go to Panovich. Doesn't make a difference. You can talk like an intelligent Ben Terry that wants to blossom in the Talmud Chacham. What this came from. Where does it have to do with the Mishnah? Ushmirasan Alecha. You have an obligation to what? To watch. What is the requirement? So I want to begin with the following. The first approach that we want to suggest, assuming that it's an Issa D'oraisa, okay? Again, the Kiryat Sefer held what? What did the Kiryat Sefer say? That it was the Rabbanan. The whole thing was the Rabbanan. Halach l'mais, your mazik, mamon shechavero, and you have in mind to pay, you've done an Issa D'oraisa. So the first sheet that I want to suggest is the following, okay? The first sheet is the Yad Ramah I gave him, Baba Basra. The Yad Ramah is one of the Rishonim. I believe it was Simon Kuf Zion. Yes, the Yad Ramah, I have it right here in front of me. He gives two possibilities. I'm going to read you the Lashon, okay? The Yad Ramah writes, these are the different Makoros as to why it's the arrest. Where does it come from? Okay? So the Yad Ramah writes, the following lashon. Here we go. He says, the Isser Lemigram. The Gemara says, Aval Hacha de Lahana Maisa Begufish Liz, a Grama Huv, a Grama Ben Ezekin Potter. What do we say Grama meant?
Indirect
damages. Hainu Taimon de Nehid Lahana Maisa Begufish Ladavra Nizik. Granted, you're not chayv to pay. Miu Hai Maisa Gufe. Oh, if I didn't have to pay, it's mutter. No way! Miu Hai Maisa Gufe, the Hani Maisa Yisurahu. The Asul Lemigram Midi. The Asimine Hezekel Inche. It is usher to do something that will cause a hezek to people, even though I might not have to pay. I want you to stress that. So the first sheet that we want to suggest, the Yad Ramah gives two possibilities. Yad Ramah says, Lifne Iver, and the Din Vahafta, Lerecha Kamocha. So let's just Masber, what this means. What does Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshol mean? You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, yes? I think it's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. How does the Gemara interpret this halachically in Shas?
With the alcoholic and wine.
On Vav Amud Beis. It says, I'm not allowed to give a cup of wine to who? To a Nazarite. To a Nazar. A Nazar, you know what a Nazar is, right? He makes a netter not to drink wine, go to a cemetery, cut his ear. Am I allowed to give a cup of wine to a Nazar? No, why not? Lifnei Iver? Lo Sitei Michshol. Am I allowed to give Eiver Min HaChai to a goy? What's Eiver Min HaChai? A live limb off an animal. I rip it off and give him to eat. Is he allowed to eat that?
No,
it's one of the Shem Mitzvah. I'm over Lifnei Iver. How is the Gemara and Shas interpret Lifnei Iver? Halachically. Now the Minchas Chinuch says, what happens if you put a chair in front of a blind man and you cause him to trip? Are you over that Isser? He says, I'm not sure. Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone who does that is a Russia. A Russia gummer. Don't get me wrong. But he says, is he over this Isser or not? Is he over this Isser of Lifnei Iver? Basically, what the Minchas Chinuch is saying is, do I interpret this pasuk literally or not? Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitei Michshol. Because the Gemara interpreted halachically. Do I interpret this pasuk literally? Or yes or no? So what do you see from the Yad Ramah? If the Yad Ramah is offering this as a what? Jordan. If the Yad Ramah is offering this as a makor for the Isser to be mazik, obviously he interprets this pasuk what? Literally as well. He's interpreting this pasuk in the notes on the bottom of the page of the Minchas Chinuch makes this har. So I want you to get that. Okay? Number two, he also says v'hafta l'recha kamocha. What is v'hafta l'recha kamocha? Do to what yourself. How does the Gemara use it? The Gemara says what? When you execute someone, you execute him in a way that it's going to be respectful to him. Don't do what's hated to you, to other people. He'll use it in the inverse way. What's an application of this? Does anybody want their car damaged? Does anyone want their house damaged? No. So therefore, he offers that as a makor, also for damaging someone. This is a chiddush. The Gemara didn't mention it. The Gemara uses v'haftal rech kamocha in different scenarios. Don't marry a woman that you're not going to like. Then you might end up not liking her and divorcing her. If you look throughout Shas, v'haftal rech kamocha has different applications. Okay? But this is not one of them. The Yad Ramah says his own chiddush. So this is the first marker I want you guys to get. Lifnei Iver or v'haftal rech kamocha, and what the chiddush is of the Lifnei Iver is. And also that chiddush of v'haftal rech kamocha. So that's the Yad Ramah. Okay, we saw that inside. But I want to stress, he's saying it that even though you're not chayiv to pay anything for your damages, what you did was wrong. Grama is punter from payment, but what you did is usher. What's the issue? Gemara doesn't say. Says the Adam, I'll tell you. It's one of the Rishonim. Okay, that's number one. Number two, let's say Reb Chaim, the Birka Shmuel. The Birka Shmuel quotes Reb Chaim, and he says that it's a makor of a low yishmereni. Now, what does this mean? The Chumash says you didn't guard your property well, and since you didn't guard your property well, you see that what there's an isser. and you are chayiv to what? Shomer your shor. If you don't, you're over nisser. And it could very well be that paragraph I gave you in Simon Beis says Reb Chaim, you'll also be over the isser also when you're exempt from paying. For example, there's a p'tur in the Torah, there's a cuss of arson called tamun. You know what tamun means? If you burn someone's vegetables, but the vegetables were covered with blankets, they were covered, tamun, you are putter from payment. But is it mutter what I did? No, it's usser. So even in situations where I'm putter from paying, the halacha is that it is usser. Even in situations where I'm putter from paying, velo yishmerenu. No, because Reb Chaim says the fact that I normally have to pay shows that why would Hashem make me pay something? Must be I did something wrong. That's number one I want you to get down in your notes. The fact that I have to pay a payment for damages shows that it's usser. That's number one. Number two, he says that isser will apply even when I don't have to pay sometimes. Reb Chaim. That's what the Birkesh Mul says, Reb Chaim. Every Parsha, from Parsha Nezikin, the fact that the Torah obligates you to pay is a raya that you're over an isser. Hashem would never make you pay if you did nothing wrong. The fact that you have to pay shows that it's usser. And therefore, if you guard your ox properly, fine. If you don't, you're over an isser. And even when, sometimes, I am putter from paying, but if I cause that damage to a guy, you think that guy's going to be happy? He's got no fruits and vegetables anymore. They were under a blanket. Okay, you're right. It's just a cost of a putter. Okay, he knows that. But is he upset? Is he sad? Is his bank account depleted? Yes. I did an isser. What isser? Velo yishmerenu. I didn't watch myself. I didn't watch my animal from committing this arson. So that's what Reb Chaim says. He says, every parsha in Ezekiel that requires a payment shows there's an isser. That's number one. Number two, he says, I'll give you a pusik for it, velo yishmerenu. And number three, you maybe will be over the isser sometimes when you don't have to pay. Now, there are times where you're not over an isser at all. I'll give you an example. Let's say Shane versus Robin. Let's say my short starts chomping on someone's vegetables in the middle of Broadway or Amsterdam. What's it then? Shane versus Robin is putter. Only versus Yochas Chad. Now, in the case of Shane versus Robin, did I do an Aveira? Do I have to clap al chay? No, he says. Certain cases when I'm putter from paying Amir, I'm totally off the hook. But certain cases where I'm putter from paying, I do have to what? Clap al chay, because I did an Aveira. What's the example? Tomun Be'esh. Or what else? Grama ben Ezekin. What word? Grama ben Ezekin is what? Usser. We said the word Usser. Baba Basra. Chafei Zaman Alf. Okay, I didn't give it to you, but you'll look it up. Grama ben Ezekin, Usser. 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 Mark calls the word Usser. What is Usser? This is what we're exploring now. That's what Shemir Asan Alech is. Okay? So far we have how many Mekairis?
Two.
Okay? Two possibilities. Yad Ramah will count as one. Ba'alifnei will have to Kamocha. Reb Chaim v'lo yishmerenu, and from every parsha that you're damaged, you gotta pay. Hashem is a rachaman. It's not gonna make you pay if you did nothing wrong. Oh, and he says Reb Chaim v'lo yishmerenu, and he says even in certain times when you don't have to pay, you're over nisser, like Tumim Beish and Grama ben Ezekiel. Okay. Yes, Matthew.
Is it hard to rely on v'lo yishmerenu if the context of the pasuk is regarding a short milah?
Okay, but he expands it. He expands it.
How would you say it? Like I have a short time. How could you
use a yishmerenu? It means it's a general thing to make sure no one gets hurt. You're making a good hara, but that's how Reb Chaim viewed it. It's a general concept of what yishmerenu. It's a good hara, you say, but that's what we assume. You need to have a shmirah p'chus, at least by Tom, right? You got to guard it a little bit. Shmirah is Tom. Tom, I only pay chatzin nezik, right? But I still have to watch it a little bit. Okay. Let's go vayta now. Number three. Third mark. Everyone got this chlor. Chazer over tonight, even if you have time. You have a night sit, a little bit of time, devote a little bit of time at night. You call me at night with kashas and go on. Devote a little bit of time in the morning to begin your Seder. I want you to get everything chlor. I can't stress enough. I don't think the secular studs will be too much until after the Sukkos, okay? And even then, I want you to learn to start. But certainly not, okay? Especially before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, number three. The Rishash in Ksubas Yudchesim Ebeis I gave you. Minchas Chinuch says the same thing in Kovetz Mincha Mitzvah Yud Aleph, and the Stipler quotes it. I want you to get it though. Does anyone say? I hope we all say Yud Gimel Midos in the morning. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, yes? We all say that after Karbonos. You know, you got to say Karbonos every morning. The Talmud, the Ketairis, Ezel Makoman, and then you say Rabbi Shmuel Omer. The Rishash says, one of the 13 mitos is Kal v'chomer, shall Kal v'chomer may on mitzvah, shall Hashavas Aveidim. Oh, he says, I'll make my own Kal v'chomer that there's an Isser. If Hashem requires me to return a lost object of my friend that lost his object, and you feel like $1 million if you've ever done that, when you return a lost object to a guy, what is chutz to be able to help a guy out, found his wallet or something? It's unbelievable when you get such a simcha. If you have a mitzvah to restore a guy's lost object, how much more so it's also to damage his stuff? If I have to go out of my way to restore something that he lost, that don't cause a loss. It's a kol shekein. Kol shekein is a kal v'chomer. It's a beautiful rishash, no? That's the chiddush of rishash. Okay? Now, I have a little bit of a kasha on that, which I want you to get down in your notes. The kasha is, halach l'maisa, it's interesting. The kasha is that if it's mitzad hashavas aveda, so why do I have an obligation to only watch my own shore? I really should have an obligation to watch what? Watch every shore. Because hashavas aveda is what? Is, you know, is always referring to what the guy who lost his object, right? So why do I have an obligation to only watch my own shore? I should make sure that my friend's shore. So that's a little bit of a kasha I want you to get down. Okay, it's a little bit of a kasha you could ask Lamaisa on that din. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, Rabbi Chanan writes in Bava Basa Osai and Dalid, where the Nizik can watch himself, where the Nizik is Yochel Lishmor Alatzo, there's no din of Hashavas Aveda. You know, where the Nizik Lamaisa should have watched himself, let's say the Nizik is very, very clumsy type of guy. Right? So if it's based on Hashavas Aveda, he could have watched himself. There's no Hashavas Aveda. So, you know, that is also a difficulty, Lamais, in such a case. Again, I want you to get these two Nakudas. We're saying that the Makor of damaging someone's property is a Kal v'chomer from Hashavas Aveda. Is that correct? Just like what? I got to make sure that what? I return his lost object. How much worse? I got to make sure I don't damage his objects. But if you say it's a theory based on Hashavas Aveda, then I should have to watch everyone's shore. Not just my own shore. And that's not true. I don't have to watch my shore. Number two, if the guy's, let's say, clumsy himself, right, where he could have been shomer himself, right, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Where a shomer, Rabbi Chanan writes above a basra on Lamaisa, he says, where a shomer what? Where the nizik can be shomer himself, there's no Hashavas Aveda. Because he can be shomer in himself. The nizik yachol lishmor alatzmo. There's no din of Hashavas Aveda. There's no din of Hashavas Aveda in such a case. We know that's not true. Am I allowed to damage a guy that's clumsy? Oh, he's clumsy, so you're your own fault. No. But if a guy, if everything's based on the rules of Hashavas Aveda, so in a case of Hashavas, there's no Hashavas Aveda if he can watch himself. There's yachol lishmor alatzmo, then there should be no Hashavas Aveda. And that's not true. We know that a guy, Lamaisa, that is clumsy and could watch himself. I still damage him. I'm responsible. So what I'm bringing out is that the Kal v'chomer, the drawing the din from the Kal v'chomer from Hashavas Aveda is a little bit difficult. Number one is because I really should have an obligation to watch everyone show, which is not true. And number two, where he can watch himself, maybe there should be no Hashavas Aveda. He can watch it himself. I mean, he can watch it himself. It's not like it's lost. But if a guy can watch himself, but I still damage him, am I chayav? Of course I am. So it doesn't follow all the principles of Hashavas Aveda. That's what I'm bringing out. Damages don't follow the principle of Hashavas Aveda all the time. So those are the two difficulties I want you to get with this Kal v'chomer from Hashavas Aveda. You follow what I'm saying? What is your first name? Nathan, you got me? You're drawing a Kal v'chomer from Hashavas Aveda. You should have to fit all the principles of Hashavas Aveda. It doesn't really. Because all the principles of Hashavas Aveda is that what? Yeah, in other words, I got to return everyone's lost object. So I should have to watch everyone's shore. That's not true. I have to watch my own shore. Number two, where a guy can guard himself and watch himself, there's no Hashavas Aveda. He can watch it himself. Hashavas Aveda when the thing's lost. If a guy's clumsy, if I damage him and damage his property, am I still chayav? Of course I am. So that's the difficulty. Yeah, Nathan, go ahead.
But in the case where, let's say, you're doing that, you find someone else who's lost shore, let's say, then said you have an obligation to wash it, right? And if it does, it doesn't mean that you are obligated for it.
If it gets damaged while I'm watching, it's a question what level of liability I am as a shomer. That's true. To machleik is whether I'm like a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. Machleik is rabbi of Yosef in the Gemara. But that's what I want to bring out as the makor. I want you to get this as a makor. So how many do we have now? We have three possibilities. Kavo chomer from Hashavas Aveda. Okay? Those are the three possibilities. Let's move on. Number four. Let's get this. Fourth possibility. Okay? I gave you Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinat. You know, a lot of guys don't realize one of the 63 Masechtas in Shas is Avos. We call it Pirkei Avos, but it's called Masechtas Avos. It's the back of Avodah Zarah. It's one of the Masechtas. You know why it's put in the Zikin? Because to be a mensch is a real halacha. And being a mensch is not stam, you know, extra. The Gemara says about Bakama Daflam, if you want to be a chassid, what three areas do you have to be a chassid in? Avos, Brachos, and the Zikin. What does the Maharsha say? Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is Nezikin. Bein Adam L'Atzmo is Avos, ethics. And what is Brachos Bein Adam L'Makom? It's a Gemara in our Masechta, the Daf Lamed. Ha'iman D'Boya Chasida, Rav Yehuda says it. Those three areas. You want to be a pious Jew, you must engage in those three areas. So, the Rabbi Yona, on that Mishnah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, what does he say? Torah Shemachzav, Torah Shemalpeh. Misinai, the Rav said. You got to be an Onav to become a Talmud Chacham. Should say Bisinai. But Sinai was the smallest mountain. The Gemara said the Sota Ham and Aleph. Shem chose the smallest mountain to instill an Onav. You want to be a Talmud Chacham, you got to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. You got to be Torah's like mine. Water flows downward. Moshe Rabbeinu learned the lesson from Sinai to be an Onav. Who was the Onav we call Adam? Moshe Rabbeinu. He was chosen to be the progenitor in the Sower. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah write in that line? And he says that Nezikin are all Bechlau, what? Gezel. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's all Bechlau, Gezel. Anytime you engage in damaging someone's property, and your shore does it, also, it is Bechlau, Lo Tixol. So I want you to get this. So Rabbeinu Yonah says it's Gezel. But this is a whole new makor. And makes a lot of sense. You're stealing the usage of it. You've devalued the object. It's considered to be gzela. And therefore, it's a Torah Shabbat Peh, Lech Lomash Mishinai, that Nezikin HaBechlau this lav. It's Masher like that way from the tour as well, in Simon Shinai, even though he doesn't say it explicitly. But the Maisa, we consider that to be an issue. The only thing is with this makor, one second, Natan, the Darkei David writes, he asks, the Chiyuv Mammon of a Mazik, you learn that from the Chiyuv Mammon of Gzela. Chiyuv Mammon is what Zaheshiv is Gzela. You should return the property of your friend. That's not by Mazik. But I want you to get this. Any damaging he wants to claim is like Gzela. The Darkei David just asks, the Chiyuv Mammon that a Mazik pays, you learn that from the Chiyuv of Gzela. And you should learn that from the Chiyuv of Gzela. The problem is that by Chiyuv Mammon, we say Zaheshiv is Gzela. You have to return the money of your friend that you stole from. That's not shaykh by mazikin. We don't have that now. You have to pay for the value of where it was lost. But nonetheless, what I want to bring out to you is that what? Is that you have this din of what is lo tigzol. Lo tigzol. And anytime you damage is this notion of what lo tigzol. And we view that as what? We view that as a legitimate what? Legitimate marker. Okay? That's the sheet of what? Of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, Yehuda.
I possibly can answer Rabbi's first basha on the Kal Chomer by Shabbos Veda. So Rabbi said that you'd have to watch everybody's shore, right? Make sure that nobody's shore damages something.
Right.
But by Shabbos Veda, you have an individual responsibility that if you find something that's lost, to return it to its owner. So that would be the same thing as you have an individual responsibility to watch your thing to make sure that you don't damage someone else's thing.
I understand, but what we're asking is that the responsibility should be on every shore. That's what I'm saying. That's not true.
That every shore is covered because everybody has their individual responsibility of returning it.
No, but what I'm asking is that you have responsibility to watch other people's shore, which is not true. You don't have that responsibility. And I'm saying when it comes to Hashav Zaveda, you have responsibility to return everyone's lost object.
But Rebbe, why do you have responsibility to watch everybody's shore?
Because if it flows from Hashavas Aveda, like I said, you should have all those principles of Hashavas Aveda. So you see, it's a difficult. Following the Chiv Shmir should flow from there.
You have an active Chiv of Hashavas Aveda, though. It's not like you should go out and see things.
But you have to be subject to all those rules and regulations. That's what we're suggesting. Okay?
Remember, Rabbi, if
all right, let's move on. That's what we're asking. Yeah, go ahead, Natan.
If we're learning out Nezek from Tela,
yes.
You specifically made a point earlier that Nezek can apply if you're not Nehenna from it, if you're not benefiting from it.
Yes.
If we're learning out from Gazela, shouldn't it only apply when you're Nehenna? Because the point of Gazela is to take something that's not yours and take it for yourself.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily have to drive Hana. You follow me? As long as you steal, it's enough. Okay? But I'll tell you what I want to make a comment on, which I forgot to mention. I want to get that on the fourth, on the Rishash. Are you obligated, and the Minchas Chinuch makes this point, okay? I want you to get this. Are you allowed to steal from a goy? Gezelak, mutter osser. So Gemara machleis tanoim nenda babakam, we paskin gezelakim as osser. But are you obligated to return a lost object to a goy? No, you're not. So what should follow based on this? So what should follow is that what? There should be no issue to damage a goy. Property, which is a chiddush, says the Minchas. I want you to get that down. Obviously, we don't paskin like that. It's a chil Hashem if you do it. But the principle that flows from Hashavas Aveda, please get this down, says the Minchas Chinuch, that Gezel Akum is going to be usher. Hashavas Aveda, though, by a goy, is us. You don't return. And just unless you're going to create a kiddush Hashem. The Gemara says it's usher to be maxer and Aveda to a goy. Usher. We only do it if it's going to cause a kiddush Hashem. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch that to make sure that if you're going to tell me the whole issur of damage of what flows from what, from a kal v'chomer from what, from a Hashavas Aveda, then it should follow that just like there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda by goy, it should be what? Get this down, Matthew. It should be what? What's it in? Should be no issur to damage a goy's property or to goy himself with my property. That's what he wants to say. If you follow that Rishash Arasof, please get that. Forgot to mention that when it came in the Rishash. So that's, I want you to get that. If you say that the Isser to be Mazik comes from what? Isser Lahazik comes from the Kavachomer, from Hashem Zaveda, then the Minchas Chinuch says, I have a stunning Kiddush. That stunning Kiddush is that what? That Gezel Akum is Usser, but Avedis Akum is Mutter. So therefore, if it comes from Aveda and Avedis Akum is Mutter, should be Mutter damage of God's property. Which we don't possibly, but that's what he says. That's what would come out if you held the fourth mucker. If you hold like this mucker in the Rishash. Okay? Yes, Ben.
How exactly are we learning Ezek out from Zayla?
Because anytime you damage something, you are what? You are robbing it. It devalues the thing.
But not as well. It's given, when you take something away from someone, he loses all of that.
Okay, but he wants to say that the Isser of the... It's not a Kavachomer. I didn't say that. The issue of damaging this marker is directly from the Tixel. You should not rob. Okay? Hezek has an element of robbing. That's what you're doing. According to, that's the chiddush that Rabbi Yonah wants to say. Okay, it's a tremendous chiddush. Okay. Let's give two other makaris. Let's get to it. Okay? Echsam Sofer and the Chuvis. Okay? I'm sorry, before that, the Chuvis Arash. The Chuvis Arash. In Klau Kuf Ches, Os Yud. The Chuvis Arash. Chuvis Arash says that the Makor is Deracha Darche Noah. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei that says that all the ways of the Torah are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. In fact, the Rambam in the last Halach of Nuchas Chanukah says the whole Torah is for the sake of peace. If you only have enough money for Nir Shabbos or Kiddush, wine for Kiddush, you go with the candles. You want Shalom Bayis. Hashem's willing to erase His name to create Shalom between man and wife by Sota. The Iker part of the Torah is the Shalom element. And therefore, we learned last year also, you don't use what? As Matthew mentioned in Seder, right? We don't use what? It was for the Hadassim and the Aravas. Which one? That was for the Hadassim. Bad Hadassim that have thorns. Thistles are bad. Hashem doesn't want you to use chafatzim that hurt. Right? So what does he say? Very good, Matthew. What is the Shita? He says, Ki derach marchik tinitio shechavero miniro kidei b'leish lo yazik. Ki derachet archinoam chon nisivuseh shalom. V'kpida ha-tayra sholayasa on the mesuch shalol dover agorim hezek l'chaveira. That there is makna that you should not make a dover agorim hezek l'chaveira. Drachea darche noam. All its ways are ways of pleasantness. So according to the Tais Arash, the sheet of the Tshuvas Arash, this is the Isser to be mazik. It's not from the Torah. It's not from the Vim. It's from Ksuvim, a Pusik and Mishlei. So that's the Tshuvas Arash. Number six, for the Isser to be mazik. The Chasam Sofer in the Drashas, in the Tshuvas rather. Chasam Sofer writes, in Yordaya, in Simon Reish Mem Aleph, in the Tshuvas, he says, "Amnan be nezikin milsach risihi." The ikar in nezikin he gather the mitzvah says when he shmart them old when after seichem. V'lo samar al dam riecha. Uksi v'haya alecha domim. So it says beferish that there's a mitzvah to be healthy. There's a mitzvah to take care of yourself, and there's a mitzvah to make sure that what says the chasam sofer. Chasam sofer, it's a mitzvah to take care of yourself. It's a getter. Lidin, v'nishmartim, l'nafsho seichem. Okay? And he says, v'hayu alecha domim, and he also says what? Lo somen adam riecha. What does that mean? It means you have to be healthy. If there would be anarchy in a society where everyone's damaging everyone else's property, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up getting hurt. Someone's going to punch you back and hurt you badly. And therefore, do you know what a siag is? Yichud is a siag for arayas. Mux is a siag for what? Caring. Ma'asu chachamim. By Rabbi Matzah is a siag for what? For eating the chametz. Can't see it and find it. Most siagim are derabana. This he wants to say is a siag that's the arayasa. This is a getter for being healthy. Because if Hashem would allow you to destroy one's property, you know what would happen? You'd end up getting hurt yourself. And therefore Hashem asser you to destroy someone's property. Because Hashem wants you to be healthy and lo samen al dam riecha. You shouldn't sit back and watch someone drown. God forbid, you got to save them. So in the same vein, I should make sure that what? That my property doesn't hurt other people's property. And he says it's a siyak for this. V'hayu alecha domen. And therefore it could very well be, you could also add an altasi domen besecha. You're not allowed to raise a bad dog. You're not allowed to have a bad ladder. It's a siag for this. And therefore says the Chasam Sofer, this would be what? A siag on a level of the Uraisa. This is a sixth possibility. Okay? This is a sixth possibility why Taka would be Aser. And then we'll write down number seven, which was the Kiryat Sefer that said it was only the Rabbanim. Kiryat Sefer said it was only the Rabbanim. So what we have here is six possibilities. Kiryat Sefer says Isser Mineral Bonin. Okay? Six possibilities the Uraisa, seventh that it's the Rabbanim. And we said we got this all from the din of Shmirasan Alecha. So there is no Isser. You know what? One sec. Let's write this I'm gonna write one above it. This is eight. We forgot one, and that's the stipler. The Stipler writes, do you know who the Stipler was? Stipler was the Kivisyak, was the brother-in-law of the Chazanish. Right? He was like one of the Gedolei Ador. Right? He said, he was a Pinya ben, he was a Sandik many, many times at Brisson. So the Ramah says, a Segula, that whenever you're a Sandik, you'll be wealthy. So the people asked, they said, Rabbi, you know, you're a Sandik so many times, where's your wealth? He said, this safer is my wealth. This safe is all over the yeshivas, all over the planet Earth. Wealth doesn't have to be cash. Right? So the Stipler says as follows. Let's get this. He says, I think I have another approach, a seventh approach. The eighth is the Rabbanan. He says like this. Hashem commanded us to appoint judges. Mitzvah minui dayanu. Why did Hashem appoint them? Give us a mitzvah to appoint them so that society should run properly. Yes? Now, if a dayan is walking around, if a beis din is checking around, and they see something doing wrong, are we allowed to do that? Just like Basin's supposed to tell us that it's something wrong, obviously what they're going to tell us to do wrong is usser. So if they see someone taking a baseball bat and destroying someone's car, are they going to tell us to stop? Of course they are. That means if they're going to tell us to stop, that means what we're doing must be what? An aveira, must be usser. Therefore, he says, the isser to be mazik someone is subsumed in the mitzvah of minui dayanim, of appointing a dayan. Because anything a dayan is going to tell us to do, that we're doing something wrong, obviously is usser.
Isn't that like what they've been in Judaism?
What'd you say?
Isn't that like the definition of what a derabanan is?
No. This is not lotusser. Don't confuse it. I'm glad you asked me that. Lotusser is observing Hanukkah from Nachikin Sagdola. But this is the special mitzvah of appointing a dayan. Shofti mishotri tite b'chol sharecha. There's a special mitzvah to appoint dayanim in all the cities. 71 in Yerushalayim, 23 based in the three. So include. So I'm gonna read you his lashon. He says v'nira de koza nilmud michlal mitzvah sadayanim. Don't worry, like that racquetball case. I gotta get my anger out. I'll pay you. It's still usser. If that guy would have asked Basin, "Are you allowed to destroy the racket?" What do you think the Basin would have said? Of course not. But I'll pay him. I don't care. Still usser. Da ein lo reshus b'mamon chaveiro. If Bezin would tell you it's usher to do, then it's usher for yourself to do. Shall chaveru asum in atera makor mikra to sham sam chol choko mishpat. Shkatsu Ramban shu min hage yishuv amedina shemasron Hashem lachach meyisrael ayin sham. Linear mikra achru eshu mikra zeh. So this is what the stipers saying. We're going to call it. It's in the, considered to be under the category of what the mitzvah of dayanim and pointing dayanim and what dayanim have to do. So I'm going to write mitzvah of dayanim. We can call it Kilus Yaakov. We'll call it mitzvahs. Dayanim, which is appointing Dayanim, the dinim, we could say. Dinim, running a court system, making sure everything's run properly. So we are suggesting now today that it's Diraisa. There's seven different possibilities as to what exactly the Isser is. Kiryat Sefer claims the whole thing is Durabanan. Okay? And we want to go with the mouth that most, like most sheep does that, is in fact Diraisa. Where does it come from, Mishnah? Shmirasan Alecha. How many times do I need to tell it? Shmirasan Alecha. Shmirasan Alecha. If the Torah makes me pay, must be there's an Isser. Kufra Kapara. Aveira. Usser. Where does the Gemara say Usser? Bavavasa Dafka Beis. Grama Ben Ezekiel Usser. You see from all these things, guys, that it's an Isser. So even though this is Choshen Mishpat, and we have three areas in Dini HaTorah, what is it? Bein Dam Ladan. Bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. The Deris Eliyahu, the Rabbi Yosef Eng always quotes the Vilna Gulf. Dini Mominus is bein din ledin. Bein nega lenega is tumah v'tara. What's bein dam ledam? Isser v'hetar. The three areas in Dini HaTorah. Today we began to with three areas in damages. But in general, the three areas in Dini HaTorah. This is Nezikin, this is Choshen Mishpat. But there's still an Isser to engage in damaging. Chol b'chaver, as Matthew said, is a pasuk in Chumash. But to destroy with a baseball bat his car, to have my shore destroy his shore, that's also an Isser. And it comes from this din of what? Of Shmirasan Alecha. Yes, Danny, go ahead.
Based on Chassam Sofer, is there any nachmina between like Goyim and Jews?
Based on the Chassam Sofer?
Yeah.
It's a Siag Lamaisa, so there'll be no difference Lamaisa.
Then therefore, all that stuff is also Isser Goyim.
Yeah, it's always going to be, the only distinction you might have is with the Shashavas Aveda. And also, if you hold Zayla, but we pass in Gezalak, it was Osir anyway.
It's a big finish.
Yeah, and it's a Chil Hashem too, anyway. It's always an Osir. It's a Chil Hashem to damage it,
boy. No one wants to hold that.
All these things apply to going also. Yeah, the Isser to be Mazik, push him shot. Yeah. Lifnei Rafkel Recha, I mean, because he's not Recha. All right.
A Shovel Zavita is more machmir than Nezigin.
No, but I'm saying all these dinim, you're asking good. You got to plug in. I'm saying Poshup Shad is that if you deal with a Shovel Zavita, you're right. Maybe a Goy is different. But Lo Tigzol, we pass in Gezel Ahakum is Osir. Derachet Darchinom, you want to make sure the Torah is good, probably for everyone, too. You don't want to cause a Chal Hashem. Lifnei you have it by Goy Ben Noach. You're not allowed to give a Ivar Merchai to a Goy. Vaftel Rech Kamocha, maybe it's not Reacha. You're right. Maybe Reacha and Mitzvahs. But the Pashat, Lo Yishmerenu, these Dinim Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you don't ever want to cause a Chal Hashem, so there is such a Chiv. So this is Lamaisa, what I want you to get. You got to get this core. Now I want to begin, we have a few more minutes. I want to begin now, let's look at the Rashi's inside, okay? Let's look at Rashi inside on the mission. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Matthew. Yeah, because I want to see the Rashi. Yeah, go ahead.
I think Rebbe was telling us last year that Svara is on the level of Dil-Raisa.
Svara is one of the five ways you can learn at Dil-Raisa.
So, what would be the Svara to say that Nezikin is not Usar? Which, if the Svara is very simple, right? There can't be that the Torah is okay with us.
So you want to give? You want to say it's a Svara?
Yeah, I mean, why
all
not?
All right, he's saying good. Matthew's saying, I'll give you an eighth Svara of Dil-Raisa. It's a svara. If Hashem made you pay, that's kind of like Reb Chaim said. He gave you v'lo yishmerenu. But before he got the word v'lo yishmerenu, it was kind of like saying like you. He's saying if Hashem's making you pay, you obviously did something wrong. It's a svara.
I mean, he's not making us pay. It just makes no sense that it would be okay.
You mean to act like an animal, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. You're asking good. You're just saying it's a svara. Svara is a legitimate way to learn din yoraisa. So I'll give you an example. If someone comes over and says, I owe him money, do I have to pay him?
Nope.
What is the Gemara saying? Every time we mention Baba Kama, Mem Vavim Beis, Armasefta, Motzim Mechavero, Olam Arayim. The Gemara tries to quote from a pasuk. Says, you don't need a pasuk, it's a svara. Someone's hurt, God forbid, you go to the doctor. If you're in pain, you go to the doctor. If you claim I owe you money, bring me Aidim. So you bring me Aidim, I don't have to pay you a penny. It's a svara. Svara is a legitimate thing on a derisive level.
Only if I damage my animal, doesn't maybe you
would
say
it's that's what I'm saying.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. You guys are asking good. Matthew's saying it should be a svara.
It could be a svara, could only work on Kol V'Chaver, which is possible.
In other words, if I take a baseball bat and act like an animal, destroy someone's car, you're saying it's a svara, I should have to pay. But my sure, maybe not.
Yeah,
but then I could argue back to you, Donnie, and say, well, I'm negligent. Why don't you close the fence? I mean, you assume, you know what I mean?
Maybe you're not always negligent.
Okay, all right, good. So maybe that's why they didn't want to say svara. But both of you are saying good. Very good.
Like, what about a boar?
Boar also.
You can argue the other person's being gay. He's not looking where he's going.
I understand, but you build a hole in the middle of, you're right. I mean, you build a hole in the middle of the Amsterdam Avenue. I mean, you're come on. You expect everyone to be careful?
He's just going
to
say fire.
All right. Maybe that's why Lamaisa. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. Okay, but no one said. They didn't want to say Svara alone. They want to say Lamaisa. They want to come up with an Isser. That's the reason why I said an Isser. Okay, let's see Rashi, guys. Let's just see the first Rashi. Let's start some of the Rashis, okay? Look at the top Rashi, guys. Our Bava's Mezikin. We'll see tomorrow in Tosis. Obviously, what's very, very puzzling from the Mishnah is what? You start the Seder, the first line, Shor Bor Mavin Hever, and then it starts comparing A to C.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
So Tosis is going to pick up on that. We'll see that tomorrow. Okay? You follow me? But that Lamaisa screams out at the Yoman. Let's just see the first Rashi there. Arba Avos Nezikin. Avos Kori Lahanach Dechsivin Bekra Behedja. How does Rashi define an Av? If it's said in the Pasuk Behedja, what does the word Hedja mean? What does Hedja mean? Explicitly. Excellent. Look, the Gemara Mafar Shein Niu told us. The Gemara is going to imazer what the toldos are. So you have categories, you have subcategories. What's difficult with this Rashi? What's difficult with this Rashi? I want you to get this down. Very fascinating. What's difficult with this Rashi? I'll tell you. Because Rashi says, anything is what? Of us are what?
And he says,
Rashi says that all of us are what? Things that are written beferish in the pasuk. Yes? Doesn't the Gemara say that there are told us? We didn't get up to the Gemara, but the Gemara is going to say if there are avos, there are told us. Now, if you say like the Meiri, how does the Meiri define the word avos?
Overall
rules. Categories. Overall categories. He calls it rules. If you call it rules, right, then I understand that the rules, there are details that are told us. But according to Rashi, what happens if you wouldn't have told us? It still would be called an av. Because it's written in the pasuk, right? What is an av? What is an av? What is the definition of av? That it has told us, the Gemara says. A category has subcategories, yes? But according to Rashi, what does Rashi see the rationale of an Avitz? If it's written in the Pasuk. So even if it didn't have told us what, it still should be called an Av. You can't argue with the Gemara, guys. You can't argue with the Gemara. Rashi's difficult. No? Rashi's difficult. According to Rashi, even if it didn't have told us, it would be called Avitz. The Gemara said the reason why it's called Avitz is because there is told us. So what's the answer? I'll tell you the answer. The answer is that if there be no toldus, it's not mistaber that we would call it an af, even if it was written in the Chumash. Even if it was written in the Chumash, it would not be called an av unless what? Unless it has toldus. Please get that down. That's the pshat in Rashi. Jordan, you got me? We would not call it an av, despite the fact that it's written explicitly in the Chumash, unless it had toldus. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. See that? You can get that one line of Rashi. Okay? You get that one line of Rashi. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think, and I want you to add this in, the Darkei David says this, I don't think that Rashi meant to say anything that's not written in the Torah is a Tolda. Because there are many things we learn out as an Av from a Mem Matzinu, which is like a Binyan Av. I think what Rashi meant to say is that anything that's written in the Pasuk are general rules as well. He meant a lot like the Meiri. He meant a lot like the Meiri. You didn't mean to say Beferish that had to be in the Pasuk Mamish. But he meant to say that the things that are written in the Pasuk are general categories. So again, let's go over this, what we said in Rashi, and then we got a Davin and Kuf. Okay? Rashi defines the first Rashi in Baba Kama. What's an Av? Things that's written in the Farish and the Chumash. What does the Miri say? General rules. What does the Gemara comment on in the expression of Avos? That they are told us. According to Rashi, despite the fact that it what? And this is what our difficulty was. Despite the fact that it had no toldus, it should still be called an av because it's written where? In the Chumash. Would you say no? An av by definition has toldus. So according to Rashi, though, if it's written in the Farish and the Pasuk, it should still be called an av even though it has no toldus. So what's the answer we said? The answer is if it had no toldus, even if it was written in the Farish and the Chumash, it still would not be called a what? An av. That's how Rashi squares with the Gemara. Or you could say that Rashi said the things that are written in the Farish and the Chumash are really important rules. And that's really what Rashi means to say. The things that are of us that are mentioned in the Pasuk are general rules, and those general rules have what? Have told us. Basically, the second shot is saying Rashi is really like the what? Like the Meir. Okay? All right. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's dive Mincha. Donnie, you down for the Omen? Okay, let's go. And then tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Okay, guys, we've got a lot to do. Chazarov, you got questions? You